What the hell does fair have to do with it?
I got a big news flash for you, Tammy. Life isn't fair. You're going to have to scrape and claw for everything you want, just like the rest of us. But you haven't done one single thing to make it better. You know, you can't just bitch and moan and expect shit to change.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Being bullied, coming from nothing, learning disability, messed up foundation. Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you gonna do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was gonna miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now. And solely on me.
Look, that test might not go away. That pain might not go away. That fight might not go away. You are a warrior. It's time for you not to back up, not to give in. I know it's challenging. I know you've never gone through this much pain before. I know you've never been tested like this. I don't know if I can make it. Look, warrior, it's time to do what warriors do, baby.
Life isn't fair, is it? Doesn't appear to be very fair.
I don't even know if that's what we want. Now, what are we built for?
Because, dude, the reality is life is hard, man. We're going to be hit so many times with unexpected hardships. And these unexpected hardships, for most people, crumble them. And the reason they crumble them is because they lack the ability to operate during hard times.
Man, it's tough duty to win the fair fights. And there's a lot of unfair fights out there. And why do I want to spend my time, if I got 24 hours a day, picking unfair fights when I'm going to be busting my ass to win the fair ones?
Life can be kind of difficult. You don't really know sometimes where you're headed. Nobody kind of gives you any kind of guidance in this world.
One of the things that makes life more difficult for us is that we expect it to be easy.
Does demanding that it should be fair make you stronger? Does saying that that person started further ahead of you in any way benefit you? No, because your actions are entirely independent from them.
No, shit is hard. Life is hard. And you could either fold or you could get after it.
Some of y'all, you like, E.T., I'm frustrated. I can't take another loss. Listen to me. Can you just survive today?
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting, and they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most.
Look, life is hard, and there is suffering, but you're not alone. There is a way out, and there is light out there, and it is good, but you gotta hang in there. You gotta never give up, and you gotta remember that you are never out of the fight.
This was a hard journey. I will not make any excuses for my failures out here, because to do so would deprive me of my victories. Am I disappointed with the outcome? Yes. But am I content with myself? Absolutely.
It was never designed to be easy. Life was given for a reason. We exist for a reason. We were put on this earth to do great things. But the challenges, ladies and gentlemen, the challenges had to happen. They must happen. They will happen. But we must carry on.
If I'm gonna hurt like this, if I'm gonna bleed like this, if I'm gonna cry like this, let me cry because I'm in the best shape of my life. Let me cry because I'm conditioned to weather the uphill war. Let me cry because I'm building my relationship. I'm building my business. I'm building my legacy. Let me cry because it hurt, but there is a reward on the other end of my pain. Let me cry tears because I passed the test, because I gave it everything I had, Everything in life comes with hardship. Make a decision. Will you choose the pain that hurts you or the pain that changes you? Consider this your wake-up call.
It was on me. And that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad. Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. But this is the thing, though. It's easier said than done.
Right.
On the other end of suffering is a life that many people don't know even exists. It's a beautiful world. We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box, it's comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun.
So I think part of the challenges in life is a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves, half-fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way.
But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself. Success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
Life is hard. See, it's hard when you are 49 years old, been working on a job for 17 years, and they come in and tell you you're finished and give you 1 week severance pay. And you got to start all over again. It's hard when you're married and raising children and your children are crawling and your husband dies unexpectedly. It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard when you're working on something and you put everything you have in it and it doesn't work. You lose your money and other people's money. It's hard. You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson.
At some juncture, you will encounter pain. And the moment that you get acquainted with pain, you get acquainted with hardship. You realize that no matter what you do, no matter how much you study, no matter how much you plan, you will not be able to avoid a measure of pain. If you want this thing, I don't care what it is, then you're going to have to get acquainted with pain, the pain of discipline, the pain of growth, the pain of learning, the pain of giving, the pain of forgiving. It all hurts. So pick your pain, choose your heart.
But getting knocked down or getting knocked back doesn't mean you stop living. It doesn't mean you stop growing. It doesn't mean you don't carry on. But I dare you to go the hard way. I dare you to go down that path that many refuse to go. I dare you to show up and show the world that you have something that is special and unique about you. I dare you to show the world something they ain't never seen before about you. I dare you to stand up. I dare you to breathe life into your purpose. I dare you to do it.
When you have fallen, when you have made a mistake, the worst thing you can do is criticize yourself. At the end of the day, life can be very painful. We can experience loss and worry and the insomnia of reoccurring heartbreak and hardships. It is inevitable. It is self-compassion that gives us the power to face our failures, to face our fears, to face our insecurities, to face what we don't like about ourselves, and come out on top.
When you're down, find a way to get up. I've been there. I go through it like anybody else. But I have a job to do in this world, and so do you.
The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place. Evaluate where you are. Look at it, assess yourself. Assess yourself and assess the situation. What brought you there? What role did you play? All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. If you want to begin to move, you've got to clear your mind of all the unnecessary luggage and baggage that's weighing us down.
I'm telling you from personal experience, I know what my life was like when I put in 55. I know what it was like when I didn't try. I know what my life was like when I didn't care. I know what my life was like when I didn't have any dreams or any goals. Like I didn't want anything. I know what my life was like. Now I'm putting in 120, baby. You put in 120. Not only does it affect your life, it affects your family's life. It affects your friend's life. It affects your community's life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to get from where you are. I'm challenging you to stop settling. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to stop accepting the life that was given to you. I'm challenging you to give 120%. Are you hearing me?
Trying is not good enough. Trying is not going to get you there. We need potential. We need application. We need dedication. We need motivation. We need discipline. We need to understand that work must be applied. And even when you don't want to do it, find a way to do it anyway.
I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for.
If you are going to win the fight for your future, then you are going to have to master self-compassion. Face the conflict, embrace rather than avoid challenges, and you don't give up on yourself. Do not give up on yourself. When you find yourself criticizing yourself, negatively comparing yourself to others, try to find inspiration in their successes and strengths instead of feeling threatened.
You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it.
Everybody gets knocked down. No matter how tough you think you are, you're going to fall. And when you fall, sometimes you fall real hard. But that ground is a hard surface. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to move because you're laying on it. So you need to rise up, and you need to rise above it, and you need to start moving.
Sometimes you have to back up and go within and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you are under the spell or the effect of what's going on.
Stop half doing stuff. Stop putting forth 50% effort, 60%. Look, stop. Do it right or just don't do it at all. Are you hearing me? Do it right.
There's a lot of people walking around today. They have unchecked rage, unchecked aggression, unchecked anxiety, fear, insecurity. You're going to have to care enough about yourself to face it and find a resolve.
You got to find out what's the next things you need to be doing. How are you going to push it to that level and go beyond it? How are you going to maximize your time? How much energy are you going to put into this craft?
Everything you have, everything you are, everything you're doing, like it's 78. And what I need you to do is I need you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, come on, quit, stop playing. I deserve to see what my life would look like if I gave 120%.
Stay dedicated. You got to keep on pushing forward. You got to keep on fighting the good fight. You got to put aside the excuses, because excuses won't lift you up. Excuses won't give you the power that you truly need.
You've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me.
When you get knocked down, how long are you gonna stay down? When you lose your job, when you lose that loved one, regardless if it's your husband, your wife, your child, whatever it is, do you have the ability to go through the hurt and the pain of that loss? Regardless of what you're going through, the best time you know that you are strong is when you're at the weakest point of your life.
I want you to see yourself in your mind's eye and say to yourself, I love myself unconditionally, and I forgive myself. If I knew better, I would have done better.
To win the war for your future, then you are going to have to master the muscle of self-compassion.
When you are so far down that hole, you looking up and you don't see no light, but yet you know there's an end to this darkness, that's when you'll find out just how strong you really are. Just keep moving forward. If you think that you're going through something so bad right now, wait until tomorrow if tomorrow comes for you. Look at the person next to you. Look at people all over the world if you ever come in contact with certain individuals. And ask yourself, are they going through a lot more than what I'm going through? Because honestly, there are always going to be people that are going through a lot more than you're going through right now.
Remember the past, but do not live in the past. Every mistake you have made up until this very moment, forgive yourself. With forgiveness comes freedom.
You're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
This is a process, and you have to hurt just a little bit so you can understand what it means to be strong. So don't give up on your hopes. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on yourself.